MEOTA, some cold weather is the theme for this week. My daughter Joyce has gone off to New Zealand where they are having floods again, into one bedroom, two, at her cousin's house. So, it may be summer there but a rather wet one. The bridge players had three tables January 24th with top score going to Linda Art and Albert Blaise. Second were Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt. The games on Thursday afternoon had three tables and saw top score go to Mary Phelps and Eric Kalbeck. Earning second were Jean Laws and Fraser Glenn. It's good to have three tables as the competition is higher and everyone enjoys it more. Friday afternoon, January 27, found five tables of canasta in play at the Dewdrop Inn. Top score went to Stella Rendell and Nestor Francou. Second were Jack Stewart and Vivianne Lesko, and the next three couples pretty well tied for third place, within 100 points of each other, Linda Ard and Janice Morton, Carol Heise and Dave Sayers and Marion Ottes and Bev McCrimmon. This was what you would call a full house, and most enjoyed by everyone there. Marion's chocolate cookies added to the festivities and were appreciated. Week 8 Recap by Derek Welford. Fans in attendance Tuesday night were in for a treat, as they witnessed a spectacular game between two curling sensations, Pat Moore and Gil Cadran. An uncharacteristic miss from Moore in the sixth end that gave Cadran a steal of 2 points and an injection of momentum, proved to be a turning point in the game. With the hammer coming home, Cadran hit and stuck for one to hold on for a 7-4 win as his team of Jim Cole, Lynn Cole and Susan Cadran earned the 2-point win. Building off a strong performance from lead Rachini Frank, the Orchison rink stunned the de Montarnel rink with an aggressive 3 points in the fourth end. Darcy de Montarnel responded immediately with a monstrous 6-point score that signaled the beginning of the end of the match, as de Montarnel won 8-4. Almost a streak, as Colin Sharp won 9-1 in his match against Kyle Doom as they win their second game in a row. Derek Welford ran the Brew team out of the rink with a 13-3 shellacking and Bacote overpowered the Weber team 7-4. Relying on his strong front end of Dale Howry and Marcel Bernier, Zane Lacoussière escaped with a 10-6 win over Evan Schmidt. There was a barrage of high fives, exuberant cheering and celebratory beverages greeting the Dean Mensa rink after exiting the ice surface Thursday night after pulling off a miraculous victory over the Tate rink. The Mensa team consisting of Claude Parent, Lonnie Ahm and Mary Ann Ahm appeared to be in control of the game coming into the final end up by two with the hammer. Trouble quickly arose and they were facing four opposing stones in the house and the game could be seen slipping out of their hands. However, a confident Ahm rose to the challenge with all eyes on him performing a perfect down weight hit and stick to score one and hold on to an 8-5 win, securing their first win of the season in dramatic fashion. In a week filled with close and hard-fought battles where every shot could prove critical, Dale Howry stood above the rest of the field and earns the recognition of Curler of the Week. The beneficiary of Howry's exceptional shot-making, Team Lacoussière, were short one player which called for Howry to assume third duties. Delivering rocks to their desired location, directional sweeping and the outside of the box thinking he brings to strategy deliberations, just scratches the surface on his overall impact and contribution to the Lacoussière win Thursday.